punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, we got some little different temperatures than we've been having the last few months, to say, 62 at Beaver, 64 at Buffalo, 65 at the May Ranch, 72 at Cherokee, 70 at Weatherford, 64 at Cheyenne, 63 at Arnett, 69 at Hollis, 71 at Hobart. Out here in Panhandle, we have, what do we got? Same thing, 63 at Lipscomb, 64 at Miami, 69 at Wellington, 72 at Odell. All right. Anyway, how about that rain? You guys should be very happy this morning. A little better mood than you have been here lately. Anyway, I had a half inch at the house when I left this morning right after daybreak, and it started pouring down as I was pulling out of the driveway, so I don't know how much we got. Looks like here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, we got 0.54 inches here in Elk City. And out here, let's check out my radar scope. Between Arnett and Visai and Sharon, Camargo, Leedy, north of Cheyenne, all at Pack Saddle, especially at Pack Saddle. Looks like anywhere from them clear back out towards Canadian and Allison out in the Texas Panhandle, looks like you guys got anywhere from 1 inch to two and a half inches, if my deal's correct. So good job there, you guys did around Butler, south of Butler towards the Hammond. Looks like you got an inch there also. Down around Sentinel, there's a streak from Sayre straight to Sentinel, and then south towards Hobart. Looks like same thing, inch and a half of rain. The Today in Ag text line is wide open. If you want to text in bragging, 580-225-9697. I appreciate it if you just put your town down and how much rain you got. Be cool. This is good news. We needed this, guys, and it's couldn't come at a better time. And friendly reminder, coming up this Friday morning at 9:30 at the Beckham County barn, show barn over there. They're going to be doing the peanut blasting. I think 9:30. Anyway, you need to get your peanuts blasted no matter what county you're from. Be sure and show up there. If you got any questions on it, call Mr. Hartman at the OSU Extension office there in Sayre. He'll be glad to fill you in on anything. And somebody wants to show up with their cooker, cook some hamburgers and hot dogs and brats while we're watching them blast, that'd be really cool too. You don't have to. We're not going to pay you anything, but we appreciate it. Anyway, just kidding, but if you do, it'd be great. Anyway, man, I got a message on Messenger yesterday evening, and it's pretty cool. You guys remember me talking a few weeks back about a young man in Leedy, Oklahoma, that I've now officially gave the title to Today in Ag's number one fan. He's Teal Castle. He got grand champion in the open class in the U-Goats at the Dewey County Free Fair. And I just posted that on our Facebook page, on KCO's Facebook page. You got to take a look at this guy. Not only is he a cutie, but he's just, from what I understand from everybody that knows him, the vets here, Dr. Mouse and Christy and all those know him here at the Stockman's Vet Clinic here in Elk City. He is, like I said, he's a cutie, but he's just a good kid. So, anyway, Teal, if you're listening out there, congratulations, buddy. And we finally found a cap the other day, so I'm going to be mailing you a Today in Ag cap. I think it's the only one we got left. We had to scrape the bottom of the box to get it. But anyway, I'm sending you a cap, guy, and hope you wear it, appreciate it, and we appreciate you listening to the show. All right, let's see what's happening with the grains. Well, as we was going to see. Well, nope, we're just going to go to what happened overnight. My grain deal just went down. Anyway, I'll get it fixed during this first break. All right. Wheat futures were slightly lower overnight amid some harvest pressure and as investors square positions ahead of tomorrow's supply and demand reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Winter wheat harvest is finished in the U.S. and planting has already started, according to the USDA. Spring wheat at the beginning of last week was 74% harvested, up from 54% 7 days earlier, the agency said. 64% of the crop in North Dakota, the biggest producer of the variety in the U.S., was in the bin, up from 38% the previous week. The USDA is scheduled to update its weekly progress report this afternoon. Corn and soybean futures were modestly higher in overnight trading ahead of tomorrow's crop production and world agriculture supply and demand estimates. Analysts polled by Rutgers said that they expect a decline in the USDA's outlook for both corn and bean production. Ending stocks forecasts likely will be little changed, according to the survey. Wheat futures fell 3 pennies to 592 and three-quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 7¾ cents to 724 and a quarter a bushel overnight. Corn for December delivery rose 11½ cents to 485 and a quarter a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 3½ cents to 1366 and a half a bushel. Soy meal added 370 to 405.10 a short ton, while soy oil lost 0.39 cents to 60.11 cents a pound. Speculators raised their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn last week while reducing their bullish bets on beans, according to the data from the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net short position of 96,000 contracts, future contracts, in corn in the 7 days it ended on September 5th. That's up from 91,000 the week before. In soybean, money managers held a net long position or bets on higher prices of 76,477 future contracts. That's down from almost 85,000 contracts a week earlier. Hedge funds and other large investment firms raised their net shorts in hard red winter wheat to 10,076 contracts last week. That's up from 5,700 a week earlier, marking the largest such position since March 14th. Investors lowered their net short positions in soft red winter wheat futures to 83,000 contracts, 83,143 to be exact, and that is down from the 83,808 a week earlier. Let's see here. What do we got? Rainfall is in the forecast for parts of central and southern Iowa today, though severe weather is not expected, according to data from the National Weather Service. Isolated thunderstorms are projected in counties in northern Illinois this morning, with more following this afternoon. Showers are also forecast for Oklahoma and parts of Arkansas today and the Texas Panhandle. Rain is expected overnight and tomorrow. Showers will gradually end on Tuesday, but will return to the region that we live in here right now Wednesday into Thursday as another storm system approaches. So how about that? That's good stuff. I like to hear this stuff on that. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. We're live on Facebook. We're live on KCOFM.com. We're live on our Paragon app on your phone if you're out of the listening area or don't have any, not on Facebook while you're driving, hopefully not. And we'll come back later on in the show, about the third segment. I'm going to finish up with part three with Gary McManus with the Oklahoma Mesonet System. Anyway, we'll have that. We'll finish it up. I had a little issue finding the file last Friday, so we didn't get to finish it last week. I got her loaded up now, and we're going to get to listen to her here in just a little bit. Well, let's take an OCA break. When I come back, we'll have some livestock numbers and actual up-to-date grain prices going. So be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, you worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. All right, let's see. Let's do a check on what's going on out here in the panhandle of the big state of Texas, where everybody's got a big head. They beat Alabama. So anyway, congratulations. I can't believe I'm saying this. Congratulations to the Texas Longhorns for beating Alabama. And man, we were over with a bunch of other farmers and ranchers over at Shamrock this weekend, and got to see a lot of my old buddies from Shamrock and Wheeler and up in that area. And I was rooting for Texas Tech, man. They almost pulled it out. But anyway, it was a good weekend for college football, I guess. Everybody was excited. Well, let's see. I picked Lipscomb for an update out there on the weather. Currently, it's 63 degrees. Humidity's 96%. Ain't nobody bailing any hay right now for sure. Dew point 62. The winds are calm. Peak wind gust today so far, 30 miles an hour. I'm sure that's when that storm rolled through there right after midnight. So far, 0.86 inches of rain there. And 8-inch soil temperature has cooled down from almost 90 degrees to 79 degrees already. So anyway, that is your update out there. Okay, let's see what's happening with the grains, if I can find it. I just had it up. Been a tough week with me on this thing here. Here we go. Right now, corn is at 470, up two. Soybeans at 1352, up to, maybe quarter. And we got 2.5 cents. Sorry, wheat is at 558. It's down over 9. It's in the red. Cotton up a little bit at 84 cents a pound. And live cattle is 183.97. So let's go back to the cattle deal. It's going berserk right now, I can tell you. October live cattle, 184.05. December, 188.25. And February, 192.57. And April next year, 196.17. All right, let's see what feeders are doing. And we got, oh, I got some awful, awesome listeners out there. September feeders, 256.17. October, 260.85. November, 262.47. January, 261.77. All right, let's get back over here to the Oklahoma report on, let me get out of that, there we go. Livestock summary from sale barns last week in Oklahoma. Total receipts for the week, 15,023. That's down from 32,546 the week before. And a year ago, last Friday, 19,599. I don't know if people are about out of cattle, selling cattle, or why it was such an off week, but I bet I know somebody can find out. Compared to last week, feeder cows, cattle, and calves lightly tested this holiday shortened week. There's my answer. All Monday sales were closed for Labor Day. Demand very good for late week sales as cattle futures traded sharply higher than this week. Beef prices moved lower while slaughter cattle trade was mostly untested at the time of this report. Weather remains extremely hot and dry. However, a cold front is expected late weekend. Guess what? It's here. It got here. Slaughter cows mostly steady. Slaughter bulls $2 lower. Packer demand moderate to good. All right, let's see what happened. Let's just choose some. Let's do some 381-pound unweaned calves, steers. Brought anywhere from 293 to 336. 316.91 was the average price for that weight. Some 471 pounders, winged, 267 to $3. 283.40 was the average. And 500 pounds, let's see here. Big bunch right there, 572 pounds. Average weight, 251 to 275. And they were 263.57. was the average price, and those were unwinged. Here's some 619 pounders that were bringing 230 to 274, and that was their average. It was 264.65, and then were winged. Here's some fancy ones, big bunch, weighed 628, brought 285 across the board. 700 pounders, 767, big 332 head, average 767, brought anywhere from 221 to 254, with 249.48 being the average. All right, let's look at some heifers. 400 pounders, 419, 238 to 305, 270.28 was the average, 523s, 232 to 269, 250.35 was the average. Then we had some 725 pounders, 221 to 245. Average was 237.63. All right, let's get down here to the cows, see what was happening with the cattle market. Well, here's some bulls. Let's just go with some bulls. Nope, we're not going to do those bulls there. Not those. That ain't the one that was after. Man, that's a big report last week. Okay, slaughter cows. The breakers. It looks like there was about 100 head sold in Oklahoma that was reported. Weights were anywhere from 1354 to 1534, and looks like they were bringing anywhere from 106 was the cheapest I see, to 130 was the highest. On the high end, 118.22 was the high average. Boner cows, looks like they was approximately 200 head sold in Oklahoma last weekend, or last week, and weighing anywhere from 950 to 1245. Average was 107.57. High was 112.06 average, and low was 102.30 average. Lean cows, quite a few of those, about 300 head, weighing anywhere from 820, well actually 759 to up to 1275. And they were bringing anywhere, looks like top end was 118, but our average price was 102.27 on lean cows. High average was 103.46, and the low average on cows was 97.44 on good lean cows. Lightweight lean cows were bringing around 87 cents a pound. Bulls, looks like about 80 head of bulls sold in Oklahoma last week, weighing anywhere. Average weight was 1267 all the way up to 1750, which the biggest one was, looks like it was a little over 2,000 pounds. Average price, 121.76. Average lightweight, 118.74. High average was 127.45, and low average was 115. Bred cows, there's 15 head, 5 to 8 year olds, weighing anywhere from 1030 to 1380, brought up to 1750 a head. And then we got some bred heifers that were bringing up to 2500. The cheapest one I see on here is 1875, and they weighed 915. So pretty good on that. And then we're medium and large ones. Medium and large 1 to 2s. Well, looks like they were bringing anywhere from $1,000 up to $1,775. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large. Number ones with 150 to 300-pound calves on them were bringing up to $2,050. Not a big not a good test for those. There's only a few sold. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large with 150-pound calves or less, and these are one and twos. Looked like they were bringing up to 1825. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, one or twos with 150 to 300-pound calves on them, were bringing up to 2250. Looks like the pairs are down a little bit, but still good. How's that? Medium and large, there was only one, but medium and large, one to two with 300-pound calf or bigger than 300-pound calf on it, and the cow who weighed 730 pounds, it didn't bring much, 1225. All right, there's your report on that. All right, let's take an OCA break. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit about them, have an ag forecast for up somewhere in northwestern Oklahoma. Pick a town in northwestern Oklahoma, and text it in to me, and I'll give you a weather update for them. 580-225-9697. And then I'll finish up my three-part conversation with Gary McManus with the Oklahoma Mesonet System.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
A good afternoon, and Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 1st. 1,933 head were sold, 13 head of steers at 408 brought 338, 9 at 450 brought 316, 3 at 503 brought 264, 6 at 514 brought 266, 10 at 689 brought 233, 12 at 755 brought 209, 3 at 908 brought 219, 10 head of heifers at 492 brought 255, 4 at 508 brought 261, 8 at 529 brought 242, 12 at 595 brought 233, 3 at 630 brought 225, 20 at 736 brought 2. 239.50. 5 at 881 brought 194. Butcher cows were 58 to 128. Butcher bulls brought 110 to 138. Bred cows were 1,000 to 2,600. Pairs brought 1725 to 2850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to get signed. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day, and you flipped the switch on that machine, and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
XIT Auctions will be selling the Dan Filliam Estate Auction Saturday, September the 23rd in Elk City, Oklahoma. Now here's an auction you don't want to miss. Trucks, tractors, trailers, farm equipment, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. Check all the details out at xitauctions.com. Saturday, September the 23rd in Elk City, Oklahoma. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Your forecast for Freedom, Oklahoma. Currently it's 66 degrees, feels like 66 degrees. Dew points at 64, humidity's at 94. Winds are out north, northwest at 9 miles an hour. So far, Freedom, you've only, in the last 24 hours, you've got 0.14 inches of rain. That's 141 thousandths of an inch, according to some guys that live in the southern part of Roger Mills County. That's how they figure it. I don't know how they come up with that, but anyway. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature is 84 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunset at 7:52 today. Rain showers today, 90% chance, high of 67. Got one more degree to go tonight. 55 for a low, 40% chance of rain showers tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and 74. And I think the rain will move back in tomorrow evening or Wednesday. Anyway, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And before I talk to you about them, there's some more reported cases of cattle getting stolen around. You know, we had the one at Willow. Well, I think there's another one at Willow. And we got some other cases I've been hearing about up north. So what better time than to become a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association? Why? Up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft. So there you have it. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft. Plus, Oklahoma Farm Bureau will throw in another 5 G's with that, up to 5 G's to help with that. In-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, and I'll have something on that for you the last segment, too. It's pretty cool that's come out of the Certified Angus Beef Association. Monthly issues of the Cowman magazine and weekly email updates and issues videos. For $100 a year, you can experience all these benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week and a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. 273-5137. All right. We're going to finish up our three-part series with Gary McManus, the Oklahoma Mesonic guru, and our Oklahoma State climatologist. And I got a question for you after the next break. And if you answer the question correctly, I got a pair of concert tickets to go see Lady A at the Lucky Star Casino in Concho. They're North El Reno. You want to go see Lady A in concert at the Lucky Star Casino? Pay attention to this next conversation I'm having with Gary.
All right, so a couple things before we, number one, global warming, climate change, all the crap you hear on media, whether it's social media or the mainstream media, they scare people. I think it does more harm than it does good, and I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or not, but you know, most of the Midwest, including the Southern Plains and Oklahoma and Texas, we're in this heat dome, and everybody's yelling climate change and global warming and all this. But I've seen where some people have come back with some numbers from like 1980 and some numbers from back in the 60s. This is nothing it might be a little bit unusual, but it's not uncommon. Is it? What's your opinion on this?
Yeah, this is the second year in a row we've seen this type of stuff. So it's just the unfortunate aspect of that heat dome building that. And there might be some, the global temperatures are definitely increasing. That's factual. There's no doubt about that. And it will continue to warm probably, and it will start to impact us in the summers. But when you see a heat wave like this, it's hard to say that this has any sort of additional input from climate change just yet. I mean, there probably is a little bit, but you know, you look back at that summer of 2011 here in Oklahoma and Texas, those were the hottest summers on record for any state. The thing is, we were beating the temperature record so bad back in 2011. We blew 1980 out of the water, we blew 1954 out of the water, we blew 1936 out of the water with those records in 2011. So we can say 2011 probably impacted to a certain amount by climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it. This year, I'm not so sure. Certainly we had those big heat index values, probably exacerbated by the warm oceanic temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico. So maybe there's a little bit of input from that where we get into heat index values. So it's just been a little bit hard to say right now. I think some of our summers, 2011, was definitely impacted by climate change a little bit. Made it just from a sort of a historic hot summer like 1980 or 1954 or 1936 into the hottest summer on record by more than a degree, which is basically unheard of. So those type of changes, certainly not welcome, but this summer a little bit harder to say, I think.
Right. And I'm not downplaying. I hope I didn't say that wrong, but I'm not downplaying climate change, because climate changes every day. It has been way before you and I were born. And, you know, the main thing I notice about our climate is I remember back in the 60s and 70s, because I had paper routes during the winter, and, you know, it was nothing unusual to have a couple, two, maybe even three or four blizzards with 8-10 inches of snow. That was nothing unusual. We haven't seen that in quite a while. I mean, we've had some a couple of years ago in February when I was calving. That was cold. Oh, my gosh, that was cold. But we didn't have an outright 10 inches of snow or nothing like that. And climate is changing and stuff. And, you know, you hear a meteorologist talk about it. It seems like that dry line is moving into Oklahoma. You know, it used to be out around Amarillo when the dry lines developed. You hear all that stuff. So, and I hope I didn't mean, but the way the media presents it, it's just like, oh, it's the end of the world. And so,
one of the changes we've seen in Oklahoma is definitely winters have warmed over the last 30, 40 years. You know, you and I growing up working farms and cattle and things, you know, we were out there with an axe probably chopping those stock tanks back in the winters. You don't have to do that much anymore in Oklahoma. So, you know, some people probably welcome that if you're out there chopping ice and busting your hands up in the winter. So,
and technology's come a long ways, too. We got tank warmers. So.
Yeah, exactly. That helps, too, if you have something there to work with.
Yeah, there it is. Well, last thing but not least, your children off to college. But from the sounds of it, before you came on air here, they're still home. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you send your kids off to college, but if they're in the same town as you, they're pretty much still home because they still want to come eat your food. They still want to come use your washing machine and dryer. So it's like they're still here, but they're just not sleeping here. It's kind of crazy.
That's awesome. Well, good luck with those. You look like you got a really good set of girls, smart girls too.
Yeah, definitely. I think we did a good job, and hopefully they'll pay us off when they get older and buy us a new house.
That way you can take early retirement.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, is there any changes or updates on the Oklahoma Mesonet coming in the future that you can talk about?
I think one of the things we'll see as we go into the next few years is a lot more soil moisture measurement. So that'll certainly be welcome to the ag community. We're going to partner even more with Oklahoma State University and basically paper the state with the soil moisture instruments. And we're going to get a lot more advanced warning when we start to go into these flash droughts from this enhanced soil moisture monitoring network that we're going to see in Oklahoma as we go forward in the next few years. That's going to be awesome, and the MetNet's going to be generally the place that we go to see that data, so it's going to be great as we go forward.
Oh, that'll be awesome, because that's so important to farmers. That's so super important. It doesn't matter whether you got irrigation or don't have irrigation. That is so important on where your moisture stands, at what depth and what it is and all this other stuff, because it's vital. That's all there is to it, because farming has changed with technology so much in the last 20 years that, you know, with auto steer and precision farming, it's crazy what's going on.
Right, it'll be a little bit more of a surface water measurements, so we'll sort of be able to keep track of those farm ponds a little bit better. Not every farm pond in the state, but more in general, so we can tell, okay, west central Oklahoma's farm ponds are dry, where in northwest Oklahoma's farm ponds are full because the rain's cut off. So we won't sort of lump everybody into the same boat. We can better track the drought that way as well, because that surface water is definitely important for the cattle.
Oh, yeah, for cattle.
Definitely important.
Yeah, it's totally important, because from at my place west of Willow, from October of 18 until sometime, I can't remember, I got it wrote down, in 21, I had no water in my ponds. And it was just a small area down there, everybody else, you know, I'd drive over the hill 3 miles and look at him fishing in his pond, and hell, I was catching mudcats in mine. And so, I mean, it's just, but it varies so much. But I want to tell you about my little experiment I done the other day. So I went down to Granite, and you know, southwestern Oklahoma, especially around Altus and Hollis, it's just so much hotter, especially the ground down there, than anywhere else in Oklahoma. And I went down there and I shot a open surface, no cover on it. It was 3:30 in the afternoon. It was 138.8 degrees with my heat temperature gun. I walked over there to the canopy of the corn that I got growing there under a pivot, and I just walked in an area that I'd shut the water off the day before, and it was 90 degrees in the canopy with no till. It's got cover on the ground, even with the canopy of the corn on there, it was 90 degrees. Then I walked over there to where the pivot is. I just started it, and 5 minutes later, after the water had ran through there, I shot it. It was 85 degrees, so that just tells you the difference in what's happening with, you know, where you got a canopy covering your ground or where there's just bare surface. It's just crazy.
Right. That's, you know, when we look at this flash drought, that's something that happens, is that once the rains go away and the soil moisture starts to get evaporated, all those sun's rays go towards heating the surface of the soil, because there's no moisture there to evaporate, which is a cooling process. And when the surface starts to heat up, then it evaporates any residual soil moisture that's left, and then that allows the sun's rays to heat up even more of that ground, and then all that heat starts to be transferred as sensible heat up into the air around us, you know, and so we heat up. And so that's exactly how that flash drought starts. It starts to intensify, and that's what we're seeing right now. All that soil moisture disappeared from what we had previously this spring, and it's just one giant easy bake oven. The sun's just heating us like a giant light bulb, and we're just baking. So flash drought in action, definitely.
Yeah, and what I should have done is went out there the next morning right at daybreak and took a temperature of that same spot that was 138 degrees and see how much it actually cooled down overnight. I've never done that, and I guess I should do that.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of that heat does radiate out during the night, and that's one of the things that's dangerous for animals and us, you know, your livestock. And if it doesn't cool down at night, those animals don't get a break. And, you know, that's one of the products we have on the Oklahoma MedNet that some people don't know about. It's that cattle comfort index. That tells you, you know, when you need to be watering and finding shade and things for your livestock. Very important that they're able to recover in the overnight hours. So, you know, people might want to go check out that cattle comfort index on our MedNet site. It's a wonderful tool.
Well, Mr. McManus, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and I appreciate your time. I know you're valuable, and good luck with any more meetings you got with the Governor's Emergency Drought Commission. Did they respect you a lot there? Because you look pretty relaxed there given that deal. It was like a park, walk in the park kind of deal.
Yeah, you know, nobody has me come speak whenever things are going good, so I'm generally just used to people getting angry after I talk. I told them I was wearing my OU shirt, so they'd get mad at that. They wouldn't pay attention to what I had to say about the weather. So
yeah,
I think that worked a little bit.
I have some issues out here. I'm a big OU fan like you are. It's not that I don't like OSU. That's not my point. But anyway, one guy come up to me a couple hours after show one day. He said, "You got a lot of goals to talk about OUs and Sooners and stuff on an ag network, because most of your guys are K-State, Texas Tech, and mainly OSU." I said, "Well, don't listen if you don't like it."
There's a lot of OU people in agriculture.
There really is. And so I think it's just a good rivalry. It'll be all right. So anyway.
Everybody's friends at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, they're friends in today. Okay, well, you have a great day, and we'll keep watching what you're doing, and please keep up the good work at the Oklahoma MedNet. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me today.
All right, see you later, Gary.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone, and whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's go with Hobart for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast. Let's see what's happening down there. 70 degrees at Hobart right now, dew point 64, humidity's 80. The winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles an hour. Half inch rain, 0.51 to be exact, in the last 24 hours and 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunset at 7:51 today. 100% chance of rain showers, 77 for a high. Tonight, 70% chance of rain showers, 64 low. Tomorrow, 78 for a high and 40% chance of rain. Let's check out the radar. Looks pretty good. Looks like the whole panhandle of Oklahoma, all of northwestern Oklahoma, basically north of, let's go with Dewey, that's Custer County and Roger Mills County. Everything north of there, oh, it's almost Enid, is under yellow on the radar. So that's pretty good. And looks like Altus, Elk City, got a different storm coming in from down there. You're starting to get some rain showers. So Elk City, get ready. Rain is on the way. And Cheyenne, probably showering there now. Okay, I told you earlier when I seen that, let's get rid of these tickets real quick if we got time. first person to text in what year Gary McManus said was the hottest year on record in Texas and in Oklahoma, I got a pair of tickets to go see Lady A at Concho September 30th. I'm going to say that. Yes, September 30th at 6 o'clock. One pair of tickets. So text it in, 580-225-9697. So earlier when I was reading about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and their Happy Cap Hour today, let's see, where to go? Oh, there we go. Could your freezer beef carry the certified Angus beef brand logo? Perhaps. With the launch of a new program, Angus farmers and ranchers have the option to market their beef directly to consumers as a certified Angus beef product. This is so cool. I think this is cool. Angus, I'm telling you, the anything that's got the name Angus in it, they do such a good job on marketing the beef and marketing their cattle. It's not even funny. I mean, it's just awesome. Ranch to the Table, a direct partnership program between CAB and cattle operations using Angus genetics, allows ranchers to use the brand's trusted reputation for increased gain. Many Angus ranchers take a tremendous amount of pride when they see the certified Angus beef logo on product, whether it is in their local grocery store or on a restaurant menu, says Kara Lee, Director of Producer Engagement for Certified Angus Beef. This is just another way for them to continue to have equity in the brand for being able to hang brand standards on those cattle that ultimately qualify. To participate in the Ranch to Table program, a producer's cattle supply must incorporate registered Angus genetics, which may require American Angus Association active membership or proof of bull registrations. Producers must also be beef quality assurance certified. As with any CAB product, cattle must meet the brand's live animal evaluation with a predominantly solid black hide. In addition, carcasses must reach certified Angus breeds 10 specification. One of the beautiful things about the Ranch to Table program is that the end product itself is going to be just as consistent with the end product of other traditional CAB outlets, Lee says. So we are not compromising on any of our brand standards. Typically, cattle move from feedlot to a CAB licensed packing plant and then are distributed to the end user. With the Ranch to Table program, licensed producers are responsible for working with a processor and USDA grader to verify the brand specifications are met. A marketing plan is required for the application process, but upon being licensed, producers will have access to a toolkit and marketing resources to use in leveraging the brand's quality. How about that? For some, direct customer to consumer beef merchandising is an expanded financial opportunity. Perhaps it's the opportunity for the next generation to come back and join the family business, Lee says. A lot of members have years of carcass data that supports the quality of the cattle that they are raising. Previously, we didn't have an infrastructure that allowed them to access the CAB brand merchandising, and the Ranch to Table initiative allows us to do just that. The program is not restrictive solely based on quantity of cattle a producer would process. Instead, CAB will evaluate the business's operating plans and marketing approach for the beef produced. Ultimately, we're looking to put an asset in the toolbox of registered Angus breeders, something that allows them to add value to their own product or to the calves they're purchasing back from consumers or customers whose genetics tie to the breeder's own operation. Farmers and ranchers interested in becoming part of the Ranch to Table program should visit cabcattle.com Ranch to Table for more information to begin the application process. Man, that's good news. Because there's a lot of people, I'm not going to buy from that guy up there north of Retrop because I really like my certified Angus beef. Well, here we go. Problem resolved, so everything's good. All right, let's see if anybody sent in a message wanting to win these. Oh, My, look at this. Okay, you also have to have your, I guess it's my fault. It's my fault. You got to have your name next to your answer. My bad. Anyway, all right, I'll do it again tomorrow, but I'm going to go ahead and let me make sure that this is all of them. Yep. There we go. All right, the winner is Travis Thiessen. 2011 is the correct answer. You are the winner, and I'll put your name on these tickets, and you can pick them up anytime during normal business hours. And I apologize, there's 30 answers out here, and I didn't have people put their name down. So that's my bad. So anyway, all right, well, great show today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stockman's Veterinarian Happy Cap Hour tomorrow. From everybody from the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, God bless. You guys have a great day.
For new country.
KEZO, Elk City.
Today we remember to never forget. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
22 years ago, hatred and terror did not win. It did not destroy America.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, his annual ceremonies honor the nearly 3,000 lives lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. President Biden becoming the first U.S. president to be out of the country during today's observances at the memorial sites. He's due to arrive a few hours from now in Alaska on his way back from overseas and speak to service members.
The White House previously defended the president's plans not to attend observances at the 9/11 memorial sites.